The Noble Quran was revealed in 7 Ahruf. And based on these 7 Ahruf, the 10 confirmed Qira'at of the Quran were passed down to us, word for word, letter for letter, until they reached us today. But out of these 10 Qira'at, which Qira'ah did the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, use to recite the Quran? Well, first, it is important to know that the Qira'at with these names that we know today were named after people who came after the Prophet, peace be upon him, and they were famous for teaching this method, so it was named after them. So at the time of the Prophet, these methods of recitation didn't have the same names. And as I explained in this lesson, a Qira'ah is based on the choices of the Qira'ah master from the 7 Ahruf. And if you want to learn more about this topic, make sure to check out this lesson. So now getting back to the main question, which method did the Prophet, peace be upon him, use to recite the Quran? And the answer is that the Prophet, peace be upon him, didn't recite the Quran in one single way. In fact, every single variation that we see in the Qira'at was recited by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And he taught it to his companions, who passed it down to those who came after, and so on. So, in Surah Al-Fatiha, the Prophet said,
مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ.
And he also recited it like that.
مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ.
And he also read,
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ.
And he also recited it like that.
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ.
So saying that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, had one single qira'ah that he used is not an accurate statement. But since the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was from Quraysh, we could investigate the method that comes the closest to the way people from Quraysh recited the Quran. But how are we going to do that? Well, if we know what the properties of the Qurayshi Arabic were, how it sounded like, and then put them side by side with the 10 qira'at that we have, we would be able to come to the closest qira'ah that resembled that of the people of Quraysh. So let's see what the most important properties of Qurayshi Arabic were at the time of the Prophet. So first of all, Quraysh used Ibdal and Tashil. So what do these phenomena mean? Ibdal and Tashil are quite similar, but definitely not the same. But the most important aspect of Ibdal and Tashil is the Hamza, which is either completely dropped and substituted with another vowel sound, or it is very lightly pronounced. Like in these examples.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
One more example.
لَوْ كَانَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ آلِهَةً مَا وَرَدُوهَا.
So in this example, we turn the Hamza at the beginning of the word آلِهَة into أَيَاء. So we said,
هَٰؤُلَاءِ آلِهَة.
And that is إِبْدَال. Moving on to the second characteristic of Qurayshi Arabic, which is linking the meme of the plural, or what we call in Arabic, meme al-jam'a. And this characteristic means that you extend the plural meme that comes at the end of plural nouns. Like in these examples.
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمُ أَزْوَاجًا.
One more example.
كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Now these were the two most important characteristics of Quraishi Arabic. So which of the qira'at do have these characteristics in recitation? Well, as a matter of fact, the qira'a of Nafi', Ibn Kathir, and Abi Amr, they all share many of these characteristics. They are not the same, obviously, but they share many of these characteristics. So if you want to know which qira'a came the closest to the qira'a of the people of Quraysh, then any riwayah from these qira'at is the way to go. But now you might be thinking, why is there no qira'a that purely represents the way the people of Quraysh used to recite the Qur'an? Why isn't there just one? Well, the fact is, even among those who come from Quraysh, they did not use one method to recite the Qur'an. They used more than one. But how do we know that? We learned that from the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, when he heard Hisham ibn Hakim, when he heard him recite an ayah from Surah Al-Furqan during the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah. And when Umar heard Hisham, notice that both of them are from Quraysh. And when he heard him recite an ayah in a way that he didn't learn or heard before, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, immediately took him to the Prophet, peace be upon him, to which he said, when he listened to Hisham, it was revealed like this. Then the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, asked Umar to recite the ayah in question. And then when Umar did, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, it was revealed like this. And then he added, indeed, this Qur'an has been revealed in 7 different ways. So recite it in the way that is easy for you. So the Sahaba from Quraysh, may Allah be pleased with all of them, used different ways to recite the Qur'an based on what they learned from the Prophet, peace be upon him. And if you want to view the full hadith and its authentication, you can check out the description. I left the link down there. So finally, remember, whichever qira'a you choose to recite the Qur'an with, just know that the exact same words in the exact same way were pronounced by the best one to ever recite the true word of Allah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Qur'an, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Qur'an in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.